Just like that, it's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast. We're dusting off the equipment because it kind of sits idle if we're not at the SHOT Show or the NRA's convention, and we are getting ready for SHOT Show 2017. Jim Scouten is with me, as always.
Yeah, I'm doing the last of the laundry this weekend. We blast out of here as our typical crew of Raiders on Monday.
Yep.
We're out there Monday night, and we are on the floor as the doors open Tuesday morning. SHOT Show, if you don't know, runs Tuesday through Friday. And I don't think we get much chance to sit down in that period.
It's plenty of work. The Sands Convention Center is huge, and it will be packed with people, as always. And we will be making appearances. So if you're going to be attending the show, you'll be able to see us, say hi, and maybe even take a picture.
Well, we're at Smith & Wesson. And that's where the podcast will originate from. And we do those with speakers, so you can stand around and see if we happen to say anything intelligent even before it goes directly out on the internet. We're doing that every day, mm-hmm. Tuesday through Friday from 11 to 12.
Okay.
And we're back again for a shorter session at 3:30.
Right. All of this 3 to 3:30 is what I have.
3 to 3:30, right. And that's all at the Smith and Wesson booth. And nobody's holding back on what we're going to see this year.
No, it's interesting because a lot of big companies are dropping their press releases in advance for a lot of interesting and fun new products, Smith & Wesson being one with the M&P 2.0.
The 2.0 is out. We are, as a result, released from our non-disclosure agreement that had us in the factory and also producing video on something that I don't think anybody has seen before. In the age of polymer receiver handguns, we were at Deep River Plastics, which is in Connecticut. It is a Smith wholly owned subsidiary, mm-hmm. and we will be able to show you in our SHOT Show special how those frames are made and how different they are from any other handgun that has so far come out. There's plenty of polymer guns. There are no polymer guns except the M&P 2.0, which have a full-length embedded stainless chassis.
And that makes for an extremely accurate polymer pistol. I had some time on the range with it in creating this most recent show, and the gun just shoots lights out. In addition to that, they've addressed some things that were a little bit of a shortcoming in the original M&P design, and that primarily is the reset in the trigger. It is fantastic.
Well, the trigger pull has been reduced. It is about 5.5 pounds from the factory, and that is a huge reduction. It actually makes that version illegal to sell in the state of Massachusetts, where they make it, which is an attorney general problem they have in Massachusetts, but we're not going to do politics here right now, but we're sorry for you folks in Massachusetts.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Anyway.
In addition to that, the M&P 10 in 6.5 Creedmoor for you guys.
Yeah, that's a surprise.
Yeah, that I noticed this morning, and it's exciting to me. I know the accuracy capability of the 6.5 Creedmoor cartridge. To find that in an AR-10 is not only for you hunters, but for guys wanting to be involved in Precision Rifle Series. They have a whole new gas gun division. That's a fantastic starting point.
Well, and to talk about the 6.5 Creedmoor, which, of course, Hornady has been loading for you for your high-accuracy precision rifle competition for, what, the last year and a half, 2 years?
Yeah, 2 years, yeah.
In the meantime, you want to see a cartridge go mainstream, and I'm the guy who's always said, don't buy the gun for a new cartridge until everybody's chambering for it.
Right.
Ruger is chambering their American rifle in 6.5 Creedmoor.
Well, and 6 Creedmoor, which Hornady is announcing. The 6 Creedmoor is going to be the new launch from Hornady. They talked about that a couple of months ago. And Ruger, like you say, 6 Creedmoor in the American.
Well, and the question we've got to ask, like Dave Emery, who is their ammunition scientist, I think it says on his card,
yes,
is what's the difference? Why is the 6 better?
I can tell you it's a laser. It is faster and flatter shooting, having had some experience with it. Of course, my guns are in 6.5, but the 6mm, prior to Hornady launching this as a factory-loaded piece of ammunition, has always been something you would have to do in a custom environment, and that's exciting stuff.
Well, some other breaking news from some of our close friends who are sponsors of the show. Savage is coming. They've announced it with modern sporting rifles.
You bet.
Four of them.
You bet.
Savage, who is well known for accuracy and, frankly, I've always thought for affordable bolt-action rifles, is now coming with four different versions of the modern sporting rifle.
You betcha.
So looking forward to seeing those. We've seen little pictures on the internet.
They've got one geared for accuracy, and again, they're going to offer it in 6.5 Creed. A lot of furniture that we're going to see on those guns are going to come right out of the sister company under the Vista brands. That's going to be Blackhawk. So there's some,
they're
some
crossing it up.
Co-mingling there, and it's fantastic. It's really, really nice stuff at nice prices. We'll know more
meantime,
later this
Hoppies,
week. Oh, yeah.
Who you've been working with,
yep.
Has their gun medic. I mean, you know, you got a problem, hose it down, it cleans it, it lubes it, and you go back
really
into action.
That,
right?
It really is that good.
Well, their announcement is the National Tactical Operators Association, NTOA, officers,
like
National Tactical Officers Association, has approved it as recommended
it works.
For use in the field. So those guys sitting around in all black camo with the face masks on, sighting over their sniper rifle, they like that one. So
there's another big launch coming out of the Hoppies brand as well. It's going to be Hoppies Black, and that's going to be a whole line of lubricants and cleaning products that are ready to take on the most popular shooting platform in America today, the modern sporting rifle.
All right, I got to tell you, Blackhawk is also coming with shoes.
Yeah.
Now, the reason this sticks in my mind is I got an email from a viewer who said, Jim, what were those shoes that you said were good for your feet? Now, that was like 3 years ago we did that deal. I still have the shoes.
They're good boots,
But they have upgraded the boot line, and I'm going to be seeing if I can try one on, find out if this is the new version of what I need for a walk in the aisles at the SHOT Show.
You bet. Fantastic stuff. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a lot of work, as it always is, but it's a lot of fun.
One other I want to mention, our good friend Les Baer has introduced and had out. It's been on the cover of magazines. It has been everywhere but here, even though I keep calling him and say, Les, send me one. The Black Baer, which is obviously a 1911 design. Nothing comes out of Les's shop that isn't a hand-fitted 1911. Black Baer is compact, 9mm. It is the carry gun. It is, of course, all black, finished in DuPont S. I got to go to the SHOT Show to get Les to put one in my hands so I can see what it's like. And his problem is very simple. His waiting list extends out to 9 months.
He has that
high-class
problem.
Cannot make them fast enough.
That's a good thing, though. That's a good thing.
One more on my list. We've got a lot to discover at the SHOT Show. All of that starts with, well, podcasts will be out there as soon as Tuesday.
You bet. That's the goal. We'll be running podcasts on a daily basis. I'll be corralling as many interesting people to join me for podcasts, people from companies representing new product, as well as celebrities, anybody I can put the arm hang on. I will try to put a headset on them and do an interview.
Always fascinating, and we look forward to keeping you informed.
That's right, and the way to do that is going to be through the social media platforms. Of course, Jim's Facebook is wildly popular, and you'll be seeing all of this stuff popping up there. Mine's out there as well, John Scouten, Shooting USA. That's on Facebook as well. And Instagram, John Scouten Official. See me there. Shooting USA is also on Instagram. So we're not hard to find.
No.
Nope. We're not. Outstanding, man. Well, I'm looking forward to this week. It's going to be fun, as it always is, and we'll keep you in the loop.